T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Deuce, one final comment. The Pelicans take on the L.A. Lakers tonight.
Yep.
No AD. So still looking for the first win against AD since his exit. But that game is tonight. Deuce, so... You know, I interview Sean on Fridays before the show, and one of the things I asked him about today that you could tell from his reaction that he really kind of jumped on, and I think it's certainly a focus for them right now, and that is, you know, the importance of playing field position in a game like this, you know, against a good offense and against a good defense. You know, when you go back and look at the Saints' scoring drives in these games this year, you know, by and large, the scoring drives have not been long drives. As a matter of fact, the Saints have not driven the ball 75 yards yet this year on the Buccaneers. They have no touchdowns in either one of those games that they got the ball at their own 25. The Buccaneers have only done it once. And, you know, it's very telling, I think, when you start looking at these scoring drives to realize – you know, where you get the football and the opportunity that you're given to get good field position to start plays a huge role in these games, because it's really hard to drive the ball 75 yards and score a touchdown. Even getting the ball 10 yards past that at the 35 increases your chances of scoring a touchdown by almost 20%. Just that one first down. And so, when you talk about that and you know, you think about these two teams, I don't remember a game this year, Deuce, that we've talked about where we said, well, the Saints don't really have much of an advantage in the return game. You know, that's really been an area that pretty much week in and week out you've been able to point to. Now, as far as the special teams go in general, you would say that Will Lutz over the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season has not been the guy that we've grown accustomed to. He's actually just 4 of his last 9. We would probably say we've seen Thomas Morstead with more missed kicks this year than we have in the past. The reality is even with all of that, and this doesn't, of course, include field goals, but this is where the Saints finished this year on special teams. They're 9th on punt return. When Deontay Harris went down, they were 2nd. 6th in kick return. When Deontay Harris went down, they were 2nd. The coverage units, punt coverage 1st in the NFL, kickoff coverage 2nd in the NFL. If you flip the coin and look at the Buccaneers, it's the 24th ranked punt return, 19th kick return. It's the last ranked, the 32nd ranked kickoff coverage unit, and the 26th ranked punt coverage unit. They're giving up over 10 yards of return on punts. If you're a Saints fan and you're watching this game and your team is starting drives inside their own 20-yard line, don't feel good about it. If you're able to play field position, if you're able to get the Bucs off the field, you know, in that second matchup, they started the game with three or four straight three and outs, Deuce?
I think it was 4 straight three and outs.
I think it was four, too. And you look,
when we started that game.
Yeah, and you look at the Saints. So the Saints scored touchdowns on their first four drives of that game. They were 65 yards, 35, and these are just the drives, not the touchdowns. 65, 35, 50, and 27. So you need that, – that field position becomes so important in the playoffs, and it really is a Saints roster that is built to excel in that phase of the game.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And, Zach, this is a game where it's going to come down to the hidden yardage. And so when you talk about having the ability to cover a punt the way that we do, and you got JT Gray out there, you've got Justin Hardy, you got guys that make plays. You got Robertson inside, and then you're able to throw Zach Bond in there. You've got guys that make plays for you. Here's the interesting thing. So we haven't seen any type of fake yet. As far as punt is concerned, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm.
Was that 2 years ago when we tried one against the pass against the Rams?
We got into this conversation against the Rams. I know didn't we run one last year against Tampa Bay in Tampa? Well,
yes.
I think that's the most recent.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow, that tells you right there. I wouldn't be surprised on Sunday if the look is there that they do try to pull off some type of fake. If the look is there, I wouldn't be surprised for Sean to be a little more aggressive as well when you talk about going for it on fourth down or even with some type of fake.
Yeah.
Because here's the way I feel about this. If you're able to give Tampa any doubt, particularly early, oh boy, man, we're finna go down 14 again. We're finna go down 17 again. If you can give them any doubt early that it's gonna be the same old thing, we're not gonna run the ball. We only ran it five times. If you've got a chance, and not to say that you can win a game in the first quarter. But with this team, I think that you can put some doubt in the back of their minds because of how you have performed against them in the previous matchups. I would not be one bit surprised to see them be really aggressive early on and then maybe back off a little bit in some of the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
What's your take?
I think you're right. I mean, I'm – Sean's natural inclination is always to be aggressive when you need it, right? Like when
right.
when everything's on the line, both Sean Payton and I would say Dennis Allen are both guys that say I'm going for it, right? Mm-hmm. You have a big play in this Saints defense. He's bringing pressure. He's not going to sit there and say, "You know what? We're going to try to cover all these guys. I hope we can get to the quarterback." He's going to say, we're going to get to the quarterback. Can you get the ball to a receiver before we get to you? That's his style. And Sean Payton's the same way. I'm not going to lose this game because I don't get the ball back at the end, right? I'm going for it. He's always been that way. And so no different than what you're saying, you're strategizing, you know, how are you going to handle, you know, your special teams. There's no question that if the opportunity exists, he's not going to be afraid to do it. That's for sure. But even more than that, when you have a team, you know, the Buccaneers, let's not forget, weren't a great football team last year, right? So they go out and they get Tom Brady. They get Antonio Brown. They get Rob Gronkowski. Those guys have made them more successful. Obviously, adding a guy like Tom Brady is going to make you a better football team. The bottom of this roster didn't get any better. They weren't worried this offseason about the depth that they could add. It takes time, right? I mean, when you start an offseason like the Saints did last year and say, man, we have one of the most stacked rosters in football, you know what they're spending way more time doing than Tampa Bay was? Figuring out who's going to be the R4 on kickoff.
Right.
who's the guy that fits that mold the best? And I think that's been reflective this year. I think that you've seen that unit not win, but literally dominate pretty much every game that they've played in this year. Not every game, but have we ever, I mean, your coverage units have been phenomenal. We hold our breath every time Deontay Harris catches a kick. Every time. And how many times have we seen this year where you're like, oh, I mean, when Ty Montgomery's returning kicks, we're sitting there going, I can't believe he didn't score on that, right? I mean, you remember that return, the kickoff return?
There's
a 10-yard hole in the middle of the field, like, oh, my gosh. They're so deep, and we've talked about depth, and it's been reflected in the special teams. And that's an area for me, yes, this offense, I know we held them to 3 points. We're not going to hold them to 3 points this week. They're gonna score. They're gonna move the football, but it's a three-phase game. And when you start talking about where are your advantages, I think if you're the Saints, you feel very strongly that special teams are a huge advantage for you in this game. And so, to your point, Deuce, I feel good relying on those guys to make a play. I feel good putting it on my punt unit against their punt unit. You know, you take your defense off the field, you bring your punt return unit on. I feel better about those guys on the Saints side because I know the Saints spent more time trying to figure that team out than the Bucs did. They spent a lot more time talking about how do we convince Tom Brady to come in here? How do we make Antonio Brown work? You know, so I agree. I think it could be a huge part of this football game. If the Saints beat the Buccaneers an average drive start by 15 yards, the Saints win this football game.
I agree.
If you force them to drive the ball on your team the length of the field, the Saints will win this football game. And so much of that is on your coverage units. I wouldn't be surprised, Deuce, to see Deontay Harris bringing balls 7 yards out of the end zone.
Yep, go.
7 yards deep. Go make a play. I don't want it at the 25. My odds aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 25, 18, I don't care. But if you can get it to the 40, I'm scoring points. And I think that we're going to get to see some of that. Deuce and I are going to step away one final time when we come back. Our predictions for what happens Sunday in the Superdome right here on WWL. Fans and the Pros finishes up here on WWL. I'm Zach Streif along with Deuce McAllister. Also, Deuce, I think we should get this in before we get out here. We talked about Drew Brees' birthday earlier today, but we have another birthday that we need to celebrate this afternoon, even though it's not till next week because he's not going to be with us. Our own Mark Menard, just 1 week younger to the day than our Drew Brees. So, Mark, happy birthday, buddy. I know you're going to be out next Friday, so I think it's important that we get that in.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Happy early birthday, Mark.
Yeah, early birthday, and I'm glad that you're getting, you know, some time off on your birthday, even if you're leaving Deuce and I hanging.
Well, you know. Sometimes it just has to be done.
Hey, listen, just like someone said earlier on the text line, I'm a jerk. And, it's all about me. You know what I mean, Mark? It's about me and what I want. And, you know, I like having Mark on the other side of the dial. So we want to wish you a happy birthday, buddy. We hope it's a great one.
Look, I like you guys a lot. I like my wife and kids more. That's just how it is.
That's fair.
I think that's fair enough.
That's fair. We can cope with that, I think. Deuce and I can live with that. All right, Deuce, so it's that time of the show. We're going to do something a little bit different here. And, you know, we've got a slate of games coming up tomorrow first. And I just want to get some of your thoughts, maybe a little bit of prediction on what you think is going to go down tomorrow. We've got...
So I know the NFC matchup as far as the
Rams and the Packers. We've also got the Ravens and the Bills. So let's start AFC, Ravens and the Bills. Who do you got?
The Ravens and the Bills, I'm going to be probably honest, I haven't followed a lot of those teams close enough. I do like probably the Bills in that matchup. And one of the things that I like about the Bills in that matchup is offensively, I think their ability to be able to go vertical on you is one of the things that will be a problem for Baltimore. I don't know if Baltimore, if they fall down 14, 17 points, if they can kind of come back against that defense, even though the Bills defensively haven't been up to par of like they have previously. When you talk about this Green Bay matchup against the Rams, you spoke about it earlier. I like the Rams a lot in this game. A lot of this also is going to be the health of a few of their key players. You know, you talk about the quarterback, you talk about the receiver, what's his name, dealing with the knee. Tore his ACL a couple of years ago. We loved him from his, was it Washington's Cooper Kupp. Yeah. So if Cooper's healthy, obviously Aaron Donald is healthy, because they can lean on Cam. Cam Akers can run the football, but you're going to have to be able to throw it a little bit. And I just don't know if the Rams will be able to do it enough without some help from Aaron Rodgers and company. So if Aaron Rodgers and company give them some help, then yes, the Rams can pull it off. But I'm probably going to be personal. I would love for the Rams to be able to win, but you probably got Green Bay winning that game. Our game, well, what's the other AFC game?
Chiefs and Browns.
I know my time is running low here, so going with Chiefs. I like the Browns. Great story. You've done a lot of great things. You're just not ready for that next level yet. Saints, Buccaneers, I'm not calling a 38-3 type game. Again, I do think the Saints do score points, but I'm going more with the first score in the first matchup, something probably like that, anywhere between 7-10 for the Saints, and you're probably talking 31, 34 points, 24, 27-ish for the Buccaneers, but I do think the Saints win that game.
All right, I like them. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go. Actually, I like the Ravens in Buffalo. I think the way they're running the football, Bills' rush defense has struggled most of the year. I think the Ravens are peaking at the right time to get a win in that football game. So I'm going to take the Ravens in an upset in Buffalo. I'm going to take the Packers in Green Bay. I do think the Rams will hold up well on the defensive side of the football. I think it's going to be tough sledding for the Packers. I just don't think that Jared Goff is going to be able, no matter how good his defense plays, to go into Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. I like the Chiefs in that matchup, although I think that's going to be a very close game. I would not be surprised to see that game go down to the final seconds. I think the Browns are going to control the clock in that football game. And I'm right there with you, Deuce. I think Bucs and Saints, I like the Saints in this game. I think it's a bad matchup for Tampa Bay. I'm going to go right around 31-27. I think it's going to be close, and I can't wait to see it. I want to thank all of you for joining our show tonight. We enjoy meeting with you every Friday night. And make sure and catch all the coverage right here this weekend, Sunday, divisional matchup on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.